Podcast time.
Yes, time for our podcast. Great potty for you today. Some incredible comedians, Aussie favourites, Dave Thornton and Nath Balbo on the show. Also, our office here at the Fox celebrated Harmony Day yesterday. And Nick found something.
Is that what they do? They get into hymns?
No. Harmony's multiculturalism.
You thought like harmonising, like talking a choir.
Harmonise.
You thought it was singing.
Yeah.
No, that's harmony.
Oh, because I
harmony.
Hummer what?
Harmonising?
Harmony. Isn't it harmony?
It is harmony.
Harmonic?
No, I just realised that's an in joke. My music teacher at school was Mr. Carmody.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm surprised we didn't get that.
Yeah, God. That was like one of those stories.
With a classic reference, like Mr. Carmody.
Because you always go, okay, guys, time to harmony. Oh. It's good gear.
That was like the
Mr.
old
Carmody.
Nicknames we used to do, detectives. Oh, when I was three, they called me Piggy. Okay.
I noticed the Harmony Day stuff, I brought up one of the members of the team, but I forgot another one, Josiah.
Yeah.
He never got a mention.
Yeah, how's that?
Harmony Day? Did you get hit up?
You think a white boy from the Northern Beaches with a man bun, well-dressed, will get a call up for Harmony Day. Yeah. They're trying to get all the races in the office together.
Yeah and you're out. I was going to say Albanese. You're Albanian.
No, he is too.
You should have been called up because you're like new Albanian.
Yes, exactly.
You found out like 8 days ago or something that you're Albanian.
We need to find you your people in Harmony Day.
I reckon my story would be better than most in the office as well. So there you go.
It's a good one. Yeah. It's a good story.
It is a great story.
Next year, Josiah.
Anyway, enjoy that. The context for this conversation is coming up very shortly on the podcast. And also your chance to win Alpha Bucks. $20,000 is what you can get if you win Alpha Bucks. And we've got an answer that gets you that much closer to winning 20K. Hello, Leon.
Hello. Sorry. Can we do it? Let's do a quick shout out to our podcast listeners that might want to come to Breaking the Burbs. We don't talk about Breaking the Burbs in the
podcast. That's a great point. Yeah. If you want to come to Breaking the Burbs next Thursday morning.
Which will be?
Yeah, 28.
Date. Bang. Got to put in dates because in case someone's listening to this podcast in a year, and I bet they do, maybe people go back and re-listen to it.
28th of March, 2024.
28th of March, 2024. That's next Thursday. We're going to be at Ringwood. We're going to be at Bungalow, this great bar there on Maroondah Highway. And there's going to be Guy Sebastian, Sam Fisher, and talk about comedians, Tommy Little, Nazeem Hussain, Mel Buttle, Dave O'Doherty. It's going to be a huge morning.
Be like a live Harmony Day.
Yeah. Or Harmony Day.
Just talking about Harmony Day, I've just been looking at our analytics. This week we've had 22 listeners in Ireland.
Oh. Is that right?
Yeah.
I was going to say shout out to them, but I will now say hello. How are you?
What other countries are there?
I'm Irish. Stand by. We've had one in Nepal.
I don't know. Hello in Ireland.
Who's going up the mountain?
We had 7 in Germany.
That's good. Guten Tag, meine Klasse.
Ich liebe dich.
8 in Thailand. I don't know what their capital is, though.
Bangkok.
Oh, good. Brazil, we had 4.
Ooh, nice.
Hola.
And in Belgium, we had 11.
Wow.
Your people.
They're my people.
14 in France.
Oh, bonjour, mon ami. Comment ça va? Ça va bien, merci. Et toi?
19 in Singapore.
Hello.
Wow.
Hello.
No.
Oh, that is not Harmony Day.
Says who?
Says who?
We just want to suss out if Albania made the list at all. We're just having a quick hunt. Sri Lanka, we had 2. Estonia, we had 2.
Estonia, how do they speak?
I love Bangladesh. Anyone in Bangladesh?
Merely Durin?
No, none in Bangladesh, none in Albania. Come on.
We need to do some marketing. Get our marketing department over there.
They are, so you don't give a shit there.
They got better radio studios in Albania than here.
Reckon Albania have better radio studios than us?
Way better than this.
Hey, do you reckon this looks pretty good?
You've been tracing casino chip the whole time we've been doing the podcast.
Yeah.
I knew you were doing something. I thought, he's not giving this anything.
No, I don't listen to podcasts.
Yeah, but we're doing a podcast.
I'm still in it.
You're drawing.
I just did an Asian accent, for God's sake.
Yes, you did.
33 in Sweden.
Oh, wow.
That's quite a few.
You know, the Swedish. Oh,
for all you in Sweden, everyone else, if you get through on Monday the 25th of March 2024, we have an Alpha Bucks answer coming up.
No redhead Swedish people?
There would be.
No. Nah.
An anomaly, there would be.
Google it.
There's no redheads in Sweden.
Somebody in Sweden who's got red hair.
No, they don't. Half after I get divorced.
They're Vikings. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
There'd be Viking blood.
We're hunting for it.
We haven't got time.
It's mainly blondes.
Of
apparently.
Course, but there's got to be a red. He's saying there's not one redhead in Sweden.
Fee could be Swedish. You look quite Swedish, I reckon.
Thank you. Yeah. I think that's a compliment.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah.
Someone
said no. That's hurtful.
Someone on Reddit posted a photo of them 4 years ago in Sweden. They've got red hair and it's sort of a strawberry blonde.
There you go.
So
redheads in Sweden.
Just because they posted on Reddit, they might have been a tourist.
I'm bored of this conversation.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
Charge on in your morning commute. Switch on Fifi, Feb and Nick in your all-new, all-electric Toyota BZ4X. With a new striking and sleek design, charge on in the Toyota BZ4X.
Live from the Fox Studios in South Melbourne. Fifi Box.
I love this. I want all of that.
Brendan Favola.
I don't get it, but it's funny.
Nick Cody.
Took the wind out of those sails real quick.
Are Melbourne's number one breakfast show.
Woo! Popular Melbourne radio hosts Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
From Melbourne, Australia, Fifi, Fev and Nick. We are the best city in the world.
Just love Melbourne.
It's the best.
It just gets you on a good start.
Just makes you laugh.
They are the biggest show in Melbourne.
Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick.
These are the biggest street parties in Melbourne.
People are pumped up. People are up and about.
We're going to Vegas, baby. Yeah.
Fev's Street Talk.
Where else to go? Live on the street.
Let's go!
Melbourne's our city.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
We're the Jonas Brothers.
Hey, this is Pink.
Yo, what up, it's Macklemore.
Hey, it's Ed Sheeran.
It's Dua Lipa.
Hey, what's up, it's the Kid Leroy.
Kylie Minogue.
Hi to all the Fox family.
Tones and I.
I used to listen to Alpha Buck. I played it along in the car.
You've won $100,000!
That is the secret sauce.
The Foxes, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Oh yeah, on your Friday, what a beautiful Friday it's going to be as well, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
The biggest story in the world is still Kate Middleton, from her being absent from public duties, not being seen in public, then photos being photoshopped, footage of her leaving a farmer's market with her husband, but people saying that wasn't her, it was a body double. All the mysteries to do with what's going on in the royal family. Yesterday on the show, we spoke to Princess Diana's former best friend, confidant, personal assistant, Paul Burrell. Now, we're welcoming Paul back to the show. Thank you so much for joining us again, Paul. And I guess the other area in the royals' life at the moment that we haven't addressed with you is the relationship between Wills and Harry. So what light could you shed on the situation with Will's brother, Harry? Because surely at a time like this, their father's unwell, William's going through all this with Kate, he does have all this pressure on his shoulders. Is there any olive branch? Is there any chance of reunion? What is going on there?
Well, I'm afraid that William has drawn the line in the sand. He's said goodbye to his brother. He's suffered one too many humiliations, and Harry should know how to play this game. He knows the rules. He's been brought up inside this household. He knows what not to say. But unfortunately, Harry's pushed everybody under the bus, including myself. He's pushed everybody under the bus, and he's caused a lot of wreckage within the House of Windsor, and they don't trust him. And if they invite him back into their fold, he'll only scuttle off back to Good Morning America and do an exclusive. And that's not what William wants. William is in lockdown. He's determined to keep this family on the tracks, private, and then do the public duties expected of him and his wife as Prince and Princess of Wales. So I'm afraid this is the time, you're right, that he should be leaning on his brother, because Diana brought those boys up the right way. And she taught Harry that Harry's job was to be William's wingman. He was to be there for his brother through life, through all crises. So Harry has forgotten what he wants to forget.
Can I ask you this, Paul, because everyone who listens to this show and my friends here know I am very much Team Wills and Kate, and Harry.
Oh yeah,
me too.
Not a fan, but you know him. You've known him since he was a small child. Because what you said makes no sense to me, and I don't understand how he could think sharing personal details about his most loved ones, his father and his brother, and having a good whinge to America about these people. Is he stupid? Like, is actually missing brain cells? Because I can only give him the benefit of the doubt going, he's a bit simple and he didn't realise how hurtful that could be.
Well, I don't think he's simple, but he's never been the sharpest knife in the drawer. And I think he's found a way out. He's forgotten his past, his country, his heritage, his duty, because a woman came along who mesmerized him. She cast a spell on him. Listen, at that time when Harry was grieving, still grieving the loss of his mother, he was very young when that happened, broke his heart. And from then on, he acted out. And he tried to find someone to replace Diana. Along comes a 36-year-old woman, a mature woman, who was exactly the same age as his mother when she died. And she whispers into his ear, Harry, and I could change the world. And I don't think Harry heard Meghan's voice. I think he heard his mother's voice.
Can we ask you, Paul... Obviously, we are concerned also about King Charles. You know, and we know over Christmas, a lot happened over that period. That was when Kate was admitted to abdominal surgery, King Charles. There was also a night when a motorcade went through the city of London and we don't know who was being rushed to the hospital. So everyone is a bit concerned. How is King Charles?
He's recovering.
He's recovering. Yes.
He is recovering. Okay. He's working in private. He's still doing government boxes, doing government work. In private, that's the truth. I know people that work at Clarence House and they tell me that he's in fine form. He's not fully recovered yet. He has a condition very close to his prostate and it's being seen to. He will make a full recovery. But of course, he's 75 years old and that will take its toll on a 75-year-old. And, you know, I always thought that Charles would be king for maximum 10 years. I thought it may be shorter now because you see, Charles's philosophy was that he'd waited so long to be king. He had to do the job in the end. So he wanted to do the job. Now this has struck him down. What he's doing is buying William time because William has a very young family. And Charles knows that when William accedes to the throne, he won't have the time to spend with his family and his children. He'll be on state duty. So really, it's a kind gesture. Charles is keeping the seat warm. And it'll be a very short monarchy. And then William will become king with his beautiful wife, Catherine, by his side.
Do you think that the monarch is dead or do you think it's going to be alive in 10 years?
I don't know what the feeling is in Australia, but here in Britain, I think it's alive and well. I think it will succeed. The only caveat I will give you to that is the fact that everything hinges on Kate. Everything. And that poor woman has this pressure on her because if she walks away from this with her three beautiful children, it's over.
Yeah, well, Paul, because that was one of the conspiracy theories about the marital problems, and I guess that was conspiracy theorists are thinking, well, hang on, if their marriage is in trouble, of course that's something the monarchy would want to hide because where to after that? And that is your belief, that if that marriage were to fall apart at some stage in the future, it's done.
No, I don't think it will fall apart in the future. I'm just saying if it ever did, it would be disastrous for the royal family. So Kate's holding all the cards at the moment. She is really the most important person in that entire family. And I wish her well. I wish her a speedy recovery. She will be back at Easter time and you will see her glowing as ever.
Well, Paul Burrell, thank you so much for this really insightful insight into the royal family and what is going on there. I think you've shed a lot of light, actually.
Could listen to him all day.
A lot of common sense that maybe the Twitter sphere need to start thinking, maybe let's just all relax. There's a woman recovering, looking after a small family, just wanting a little bit of privacy. But Paul Burrell, thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome.
101.9 The Fox.
Yes, is the Fox's Fifi Fevenick. Good morning on your Friday. For a tasty, healthy start on the go, try Yoga Notes, packed with Aussie whole grain oats, real fruit pieces and fresh yogurt. Mm-hmm. Grab it, Yoga Notes today at Coles and Woolworths.
How did we go yesterday, Fee and Fev, at the SEA Harmony Day morning tea? Did you get along?
I didn't get invited.
I was there. It was good. There were scones and cream.
Yeah, you meant to bring along a baked good for morning tea that best represents your background and culture and or wear something orange. So I just brought in my beard, as per, because you may not know this, not from here.
You're not from here?
No.
No, you're from where? England.
England and Scotland and Ireland.
I'm from Ireland and England.
Mm.
Where but, we did Ancestry.com with Feb. Yeah, he's one of those bitses.
Yeah, my grandfather went on a Kentucky tour back in the day and slayed every European
bird. They honestly said he's got everything in him.
I've got like 11 different countries in me.
Really?
And I was just like, the Favolas were on a Kentucky tour.
Feb just can't.
Just babies everywhere.
I love it. Well,
I miss
with
this
Harmony Day
lunch.
Beautiful thing. You learn about everyone's cultures and backgrounds.
It was a beautiful day.
I love that idea, by the way.
Yeah, it's very nice. That's but lovely. What was quite funny is that our digital guru, Aizen,
yes.
He was asked to speak at Harmony Day.
What? And, why?
Because he's a church guy.
Aizen, sorry, I hope this doesn't come across too harsh. Where are you from, Aizen?
I was born and raised in Ventregali.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Now, I've never heard of this. I've never heard of this island. It sounds very tropical.
I was also, I lived in Belgrave for quite a while. Whoa. For most of my life, actually.
This is amazing.
It's part of the Shire of the Yarra Rangers.
I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but was this an upper middle class white woman that's asked you to speak, Aizen? This has got let's help written all over it with no idea what's going on.
We have so many things in the company that we do, like coffee chats or different other panels. Yeah. I just love that the first thing that I got asked to be a part of is Harmony Day.
Harmony Day. Aizen, did you decline or did you speak at Harmony Day?
I respectfully declined.
The funniest part, I asked Aizen, are your parents from overseas? And he said, my mum's from overseas. Mm. Not his daddy's mum. And my dad's not from overseas, but my mum is. So I am technically as multicultural as Aizen. I was not invited to speak at Harmony Day. Not very harmonising.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Melbourne International Comedy Festival is upon us and some of the biggest names in comedy are appearing. They've got shows and a very good friend
of ours
has a show. Anyway, back to me with Nath Valvo. Nath, welcome back to the studio.
Hello, folks.
Morning.
This is exciting.
A couple of things. One,
let's go.
For the first night, opening night of Anyway Back to Me, wear that jumper.
Really? This is my warm morning jumper.
Oh, it's lovely. I couldn't stop touching you.
Little
it was inappropriate.
Number.
I've sent an email to HR. But it's one of the fluffy warm jumpers, and I faff about on stage quite a bit. High kicks, running around. I'm like Nick. Yeah. Just stands there.
Drinking a pot.
I give people the show. So I get quite hot and sweaty, so I need to be loosey-goosey on stage.
Oh, Chief, you and Nath would get along great. You're both fans of relaxing, laying there, comfort, you know.
Oh, no, I agree. And I love the fact that you like to be home in bed at 9.
Yes.
So it's an early show even. I love that. What time? 6?
6:15.
That is the perfect
time.
I am on the my show is on at the same time as Deal or No Deal. That's an early show. So the competition I've got at the Comedy Festival this year is Grant Denyer.
Yeah, well, you'll be right. What time are you back on the couch?
Well, the show finishes at 7:15, then I get to the car. I reckon I'll be on the couch by 8 most nights.
Beautiful.
That's
it's pretty good.
Just at the end of maths.
I mean,
well done.
It wasn't for your wonderful husband, Cody, who I do love because he's very smart.
And you mention him every time I'm here.
I don't know why, but you're both very lucky.
Thank you.
But you and I would be a perfect match.
In a different world.
This world, anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
Don't worry about that. Anything's on the table.
Now it does sound like I stalk you weirdly, but I obviously follow you on Instagram and I was very excited to see you last week in Vegas.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Favorite city.
Me and my husband, for our honeymoon, did something that the blokes like to do. We
Vegas, baby.
To Vegas to see Kylie Minogue.
That's what we did. The NRL
and I
opening.
Went and watched Adele.
And there was NRL there when we were there. That was a weird clash of worlds. I was like, oh, no, get out of my way. I'm here to see Kylie. Thank you. Yeah, we went. It's quite a long way to go for one show, but here we were.
Worth it.
To see Australian Kylie Minogue.
It is my Kylie. And I have to tell you something. We spent quite a bit of money. I won't lie, but that's fine.
More
hey,
chili. Get on the pokes, man.
Yeah, Kylie's gone global, right? So we're at the airport and we're about an hour away from boarding our flight over to Vegas.
Very excited. That feeling and the lead up to a Vegas flight.
And I'm going
to
see Kylie, you know. Take that, everyone. Open Instagram. Kylie announced a headline Splendor in the Grass in Australia in what, 2 months' time?
That's stiff.
You just said you love comfort. Yeah. You will never, ever go to Splendor in the Grass.
I've been to Splendor in the Grass. I lasted 5 hours, I think. I'm done.
Five hours more than me.
Yeah, I don't know what Kylie's doing, thinking she's going to get the gaze to Splendor. We don't do mud. No. We don't do outdoors. But yeah, so we went to Vegas for just 4 days, which was enough.
That's enough. That's too much.
It was long. But what I laughed a lot about, I really noticed in Vegas, I have gay walk. Now, I've always known I've had gay walk, but like, I just thought I knew I had gay walk. Mm. So gay walk is two things. One, we're fast.
That's good.
So get out of our way. Most of the time, if you straight people seem to be.
No, I'm not a dawdler.
Everyone's dawdling about.
Oh, these two dawdlers.
Show them how to do the walk. You can do it.
I power through.
Yeah, do you?
I have to get places.
You'd be two blocks ahead of us in Vegas.
Yeah, good.
And I was in heels going, I can't do that, Nick.
Well, here's how I definitely knew I had gay walk. Because as people that have been to Vegas know, the strip is filled with girls wanting you to go to their strip club and want to go into their hotel rooms. And so they put on all the...
It took me a day to walk down that strip.
they put on the hoo-ha and then they approach straight men to come to their venue.
With the cards.
Yeah, Nick remembers. And
sounds like cricket.
And they kept going up to Cody, but they never came up to me. Not one card was handed to me by a girl in a bikini the whole 4 days I was there. Nick,
so you are like Cody.
Yeah. So I was like faffing about and they were just like, oh, well, let him through. He's not interested. But and then one of the girls went up to Cody and slapped him on the butt and they like went to handcuff him because she was dressed as a cop. As
we had
are.
Them. We got them. We got Darcy. No, we got Nick. Yeah, Nick got handcuffed.
You got handcuffed.
Yes.
Yeah.
And but it's because Cody's from Queensland. And so he knows how to walk a certain way when he needs to. So he just tapped into his Queensland upbringing and, you know, NRL top on, chest out, here we pop down to Cavill Avenue. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So he can put the straight walk on.
Like a Clark Kent Superman.
Yeah,
thing,
yeah, yeah. He didn't tell them he was going to Kylie. But yeah, so I have gay walk. But yeah, that's it. What were we talking about?
Did you have a big night? Any big nights? Because Aizen here, our wonderful audio guy.
Oh, yeah.
Pissed himself.
Oh,
one night
you know what? No one told me about the Kylie concert in Vegas. This is how they get you. This is how they get you. I sound like my mum talking about a scam. This is how they get you, Nathan. When we arrived at our little table, our little table there at the show, there was $1,000 minimum spend just for us two.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, and I'm a one pot screamer. Like, even if that. So I was like, oh, okay.
Cody? Cody, you'll have to kill yourself tonight so we can watch.
Cody died.
Bring his Queensland back up.
Exactly right. So we had
Rumbos.
So many bottles of things that we couldn't even, like have, sort of. But it was the worst hangover I've ever had in my life. Because
but
I had
worth
to.
Worth it. Because it was Kylie.
It was Kylie and she was incredible. But like $1,000 minimum spend for two people.
Well, see.
That's a lot of UDLs.
It is a lot. But
it's a lot of raspberry UDLs, Fifi.
Now, Nath.
Yes.
I saw this and I watched it on Instagram and did kind of chuckle inside a bit and knew that you were coming on the show.
Uh-oh.
And knew how big a Kylie fan you are. Mm-hmm. But is it 23 shows you've been to?
If she's here, I'm going to be furious because I just spent a lot of money going there.
I know. Well, she's not here, but a very good friend of mine, Danny, is her sister.
Danny here?
No, Danny's not here, but because of the effort you went to, we have been able to get you.
Mm-hmm.
A voice message from Kylie. Are you ready for this?
Is this a lie?
Nathan Valvo, this is for you.
Hey, Nath. It's your favourite, Kylie here. Heard you're my biggest fan. Thank you so much for coming out to Vegas to see me. Hopefully I get to meet you when I'm back in Melbourne, whenever that is. You're the Scott to my Charlene. Lots of love. Kylie.
Was that Kylie?
Yeah.
I need proof.
Kylie Minogue.
I want proof that was Kylie.
I love
she
that
spoke more than in the Neighbours.
You need to be cynical in life.
Uh-huh.
You absolutely need to be cynical.
Yeah, it was Kylie.
It's Kylie.
Play it again.
Play it again.
Hey, Nath. It's your favourite, Kylie here. Heard you're my biggest fan. Thank you so much.
Is this AI?
No.
Is this ChatGPT?
That's from Kylie.
We wouldn't do
it's
that.
It's gay
to you. Did you jump on gay eye and type in Kylie?
We've done something nice for you.
I don't know.
Even
I don't
if
know.
It's pretend nice, isn't it nice?
Oh, well, pretend nice.
Oh, thank you.
That's actually her.
So actually was, I don't know what to do here. I've got the shakes now.
And
I'm
looking for Nick, a comedian, to go, I don't know how to play this.
Tell me if it was her or not. You've got to tell me if it was her.
You'll get out of here and get a phone call from your mum and go, that's how they get you, Nathan. They let you come in and plug your show.
I was on a radio show and they got Kylie and she asked me to send her money, so I did. It seemed really legit.
Anyway, you're welcome for not accepting.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That was amazing. If that was Kylie,
I'll... send it to your phone and then you can listen to it later, but then you can just...
Thank you, Kylie. Kylie, if you're listening, can you send me $1,000? Because that minimum spend was outrageous.
It is. Anyway, back
now
to
you're
me.
Living in a tent, which is good for Splendor in the Grass. Yeah. You can just take your house up there.
Anyway, it wasn't her, mate.
Oh, I knew. Who was it? Who was it?
It was Gay Eye.
I wasn't really.
It was.
They nearly got me there.
Yeah. They got me with Obama, Conor McGregor.
I know.
That's just... Oh,
you're
man.
Too good.
Look at that. Yeah. I just broke out into a sweat.
Good.
My hand started
the
shaking.
Nearly went off.
That wasn't good. That was... Oh, man. I nearly gay fainted. Not gay walked.
You got to see Nath Valvo's Anyway, Back to Me, comedyfestival.com.au for tickets. Thanks for coming in, mate.
Thank you.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Right now, though, what are we doing, Josiah? Oh,
we're doing the week that was, the bulletin.
No, I don't think we are, are we?
Yeah, it's Friday.
Hey, Boxy, remember just before the song finished and Josiah said, hey, just throw it in the bulletin here?
Did he say that?
Yeah, I was
what
there.
What was I doing?
Not listening.
Not listening.
Clearly. I think I was having a conversation. Were you, none of you in my conversation? Because I thought we were all talking.
We were. I'll tell you what we're talking about, but I think it's off air.
Okay, now, more importantly, though, yes, it is a Friday, and that means we celebrate all the fun things, all the exciting things. And this has been a really big week on the Fifi Fever Nick show. So much has happened. And we are self-deprecating, and we're not afraid of failure. So, yeah, there's some things in here that are probably pretty ordinary. But you decide. Here's Alexandra Bryant.
Good morning. I'm Alexandra Bryant, and this is the Fifi Fever Nick Bulletin. Tributes are flowing in for former AFL player Brendan Favola after his historic week.
We welcome to the studio Luke Sayers, Carlton president.
It's my absolute privilege and honour on behalf of the Carlton Football Club, Fev. We are inducting you into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah!
You're
going to
make me cry again.
This is, by a big stretch, the greatest thing that's ever happened in my footy career.
This is bigger to you than being in the Italian team of the century.
Yes, it is.
Favola was inducted into the Hall of Fame at the Crown Palladium on Monday night, an evening that included a performance from close friend and singer Anthony Kalia.
So we're backstage at the moment. I don't think Fev knows this. Good mate Anthony Kalia has walked up.
No, he does, because I told him last night, I texted him. He actually said, he goes, oh, I actually wanted you to sing. And I went, no, you didn't. You wanted Tones and I, but you couldn't afford her.
So what are you singing for him?
No, literally, he just said in his text, can I say anything? He goes, not the prayer.
Former radio host, TV star and entrepreneur Andy Lee has turned to the culinary world for his next venture, as he launches his own brand of dim sims.
I took 40 of these things home, put them in my freezer for the next time when they were back out, and I gave Beck one. The guys returned from America, and I've gone to the freezer. There was 3 left.
Oh.
And I said to Beck, where are the dim sims? She goes, are they important?
They were meant to be supplied for the guys to taste them when they get out. So they've had half
enough
each.
Eating the quest.
We're still there, by the way. Had to check out this morning. We mucked up the dates. I thought it was till next Wednesday. So my car's full of all my stuff here.
Oh, my God. Are you doing all right, mate?
Are you okay?
Your clothes are in the car. You're trying to sell dimmies.
Singer Shakira has debunked rumours that a jam jar caused the separation between her and pro football player Gerard Piqué. However, this hasn't prevented any confusion from people who don't know the full story.
She had gone into the kitchen and a jam jar was empty. Now, her husband and her sons don't eat jam. Now, Leon, talk me through what went over my head.
Look, in my defence, I sent this article through quite late last night. For some reason, I thought this whole story was about, it was like an American Pie incident.
He thought that she'd busted her husband, been intimate with a jar of jam. And that's why they broke up.
It says more about him, though, doesn't it? It
does.
Imagine when someone says, hey, Leon, can you grab some milk from the shop? What'd you do the last milk, you sicko?
And lastly, the Australian Talent Index has released its 2024 Top Talent Report, an annual popularity rating of Australian media personalities.
7,000 Australians were surveyed about their thoughts on celebrities. What they've released is the top 10 in breakfast TV and radio for likability. Oh. And coming in at number one for the most likable radio presenter in Australia with 75% likability. That's a lot, isn't it?
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Good size.
Our queen, Fifi Box! Yeah. It is! You are the most likable! Fiona Box, the number one most liked radio presenter in Australia.
There you go.
In Australia.
Wow.
So congratulations.
I appreciate that very, very much. Where are you two on the list?
Why would you even say that?
Oh, yes.
And that's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast on the Listener app. And as Diana from Epping always says,
Tim.
Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox.
Time to give you an answer for Alpha Bugs if you're playing on Monday, March 25 at 6:30. Remember, we play at 6:30 and just after 8 a.m. So for the 6:30 game, the letter is going to be the letter A. The question is a kitchen object.
A spoon.
That's good. A kitchen item. Air fryer. Dang.
Yep. Hold on.
What else is there?
A coffee
appliances.
Machine.
Apron.
Apron.
101.9
The Fox.
We were talking on the show yesterday because obviously we are all Melbourne born and bred, know this city, know everything that's going
not
on.
From Brisbane or England.
A New Yorker, Bethany Frankel, I know her well because I love the Real Housewives of New York. She came to town and visited somewhere that none of us here in the studio had ever heard of. Bethany Frankel is in Melbourne. She's here with her daughter, Bryn.
Bryn
Frankel.
Bryn's
13. I remember before Bryn was born. That's how long I've been watching The Real Housewives of New York.
Wow.
This is great. She's exploring Melbourne and she's found herself a phallic-shaped dessert. Now, this is an incredible. She shared it. It's actually
it's a
rainbow-shaped
looks like something else.
Male appendage.
It's a naughty waffle dessert shop in Melbourne.
There's a naughty waffle dessert shop in Melbourne.
Into Grave Street. You want some?
Some
maybe
naughty waffles?
I'll sort one for tomorrow.
Yeah, why don't we try some naughty waffles?
Is it only those bits or are there the other bits?
There'd
as well?
Be other
I think there's both.
Wow.
Now, never heard of this place. And it's such a novelty concept that I'm surprised it hasn't had more press. It's called My Kiki. It's in the CBD. Now, Leon, DJ Shergs, such a committed, dedicated executive producer.
Or a dirty bugger.
Yeah, I never thought of that, actually.
He's been there before.
He decided to go into the city to get us one yesterday. But something else happened.
Well, look, it was convenient for me because yesterday, for some reason, I felt like a crack at the back of my tooth.
Oh,
I don't know how that happened. I'm not sure.
Maybe it was clenching your jaw.
I reckon it must be grinding your teeth.
A lot of stress, to be honest.
Grinding your teeth at a festival. That's what happens.
No, it could be stress. I'm going to book myself to the dentist straight away. My dentist is in the city. And I thought, you know what? Two birds, one stone. The waffle place is near there. I'll sort it out.
Surely you've got a waffle on the way. You don't make the dentist do all the work and then eat a waffle.
So then I went to the dentist. I was sitting in the waiting room. I messaged this waffle place and said, hey, Fifev Nick spoke about you this morning. Can I pop in and grab some for the guys for tomorrow? And they said, yep. And I was like, great. Went for my checkup. Didn't realize I had to have minor dental surgery yesterday.
Oh. It was a crack tooth.
Yeah. Oh. I had to, bit of drilling, bit of sawing, all that sort of stuff.
Gas?
No gas. Oh. Nah. Raw dogged it. So then on the way afterwards, I was like, I need to go pick up those waffles. So I walked into my Kiki, the very lovely staff there greeted me. And what I didn't realize was it's kind of like it's like theater, dinner and a show. You ordered this, the novelty phallic waffles, and she prepares them for you.
Suggestively
is the word. There's a lot of movement of hands around the look, it's
It's a peep show.
So I was standing there by myself.
She sort of dances. She's at some point.
Dancing with some
sexy
music. She
put her lips around Willie.
Have a listen. this is her serving you guys the waffles.
Did she say these pussies for you?
Yes.
I've got your waffles here. Wow. I had to stand there watching her suggestively dance around these whilst my mouth was numb and I was slightly drooling, which didn't look great for her.
She might have thought you were excited.
Fev.
Oh, wow.
Did you get me a chocolate waffle stomp?
my dick has...
Fev. Oh, wow.
That's what
it is.
Is
this the wrong way?
Oh, jeez. That's a...
I know.
Mine looks like a Mardi Gras float. <again. laughs>
I'd had a long day at the dentist. I accidentally got both the guys a penis waffle, and Fifi, I got you a vagina waffle.
How did they know Nick so well?
Yeah. This is a rainbow multicolored...
I put it in a unicorn.
Enjoy,
well, thank
guys.
Thank you, my Kiki.
Okay.
Oh, Fev's just...
Look at that. Is it good?
I'll have a taste.
He's
okay.
Deep throating the waffle.
He is.
Hey, do you want a bite?
Nothing.
Do you want to taste it?
Do you get a certificate?
Hey, Cody.
You do it in one go, you get your money back.
This is a lot.
Is there a wall?
Cody, do you want to bite?
We have
Cody,
to get...
do you want to bite my penis?
No, thank you.
Let's get out. Dirty bugger.
That's a Hall of Fame breakfast if I've ever had one.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
The Melbourne International Comedy Festival. This is quite funny because I'm introducing a man that I used to do this with. So even the fact that I'm doing it for you is funny. It is our very good friend, Dave Thornton. Yes. He's back in the studio.
Here we go, guys. Hey,
how's it feel? Because I might be in your spot next year.
Jesus, is that how you played it? Fev, honestly, I haven't seen you since you've become the captain of Narrewarren. Yes. Since you're the mayor.
Yeah, I'm the mayor. I'm everything at Narrewarren because there's not much come out of Nazawaza, but I've got a statue. The guy's got me a nice statue down there, which looks awesome.
He goes to see it.
Mate, the only thing I know about Narrewarren now is that statue and Ernest Wanky Road.
Yeah,
that's the only one.
Hey, I was on Ernest Wanky Road for the first time.
Were you?
Yeah, last week when we went to Narrewarren. It's actually quite a small road with lots of, like,
but there's a lot of signage.
Yeah.
Yeah, they seem really proud about it.
A lot of people are driving down Webb Street having an Ernest Wanky. I'll give you the tip.
Mate, I reckon after you saw your statue, you heard an Ernest Wanky.
Then
you
walked into the parlour behind it.
Thorno, we thought he'd enjoy it.
Those traffic islands going, oh, yeah.
They've also asked you to refer to it as a massage salon, not a parlour.
Yeah, it's a massage
and that's actually
salon.
A fact.
Yeah.
They don't want to be called a massage parlour.
Sorry, salon,
done it? No. They've contacted us to stress it's a salon.
It's a sell-on.
I don't know if that sounds better.
Cody only had 100 and they only wanted a 50, so we both had to go in.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this
it's a
sell-on. It.
Guys, you get a happy ending and get your cuticles done, so that's nice. What do you mean? Oh, God, this is taking a turn.
But nothing's impossible.
Oh, God, great plug there, Fee. You've done a great job.
That's
exactly right. Grammatically incorrect title for my Melbourne International Comedy Festival show. So it's
and where'd that come from? Because it's frustratingly grammatically incorrect, so there must be a reason for it.
No, it was Yarn Event, my little one. She did say that. She was just like, oh, no, that's impossible, which she said to me. And I'm like, oh, that's very cute, but I think you've acquired a brain injury. So
I'm glad I'm on the same wavelength as little Yana because I'm reading this going, I think Thorno's stuffed it up. Dave Thorne, nothing's impossible. I'm like, is that a word? I even Googled it. It ain't a word.
No, yeah, that's the joke.
I get it.
Mate, you've got no idea how often this happens. No, someone comes in with a joke title.
I think he knows well how this works.
This is when the AFL has a class action against CTE. They're like, yeah, Favola, front centre, here we go.
I had my brain scanned. They said it was perfect. So
well, hang on a second.
Yeah, that's everything's my fault.
That means he chose to do everything. Oh, no.
Hey, if anything, the head knocks have made him smarter. I don't know how that was possible.
Hey, I've been watching you on Insta. You've been doing some funny Instagram stories. Now you're going viral. Yeah. You're getting a bit of love from all around the world. What's going on? Because they're funny.
Yeah, they are. I mean, yes, the internet also lets you know that you're not funny.
Yeah.
That's the great thing about the internet. I mean, when we used to work here on radio, every 12 weeks you get your ratings. You go, oh, okay, I've got to live with that. Now on the daily, there's just people sending stuff through. You're not funny. And they spell you're wrong. And you go, okay, I've got to live with that.
Oh, you're one of
that's
those
great.
Too. God. Just spell it just Y-O-U-R. That's it.
I mean, no,
add there. T-H-E-R-E. Bang.
What? Oh, you're just sticking with one of those?
Yeah.
He wants one of each.
I'll be right.
He's picked
I'll be
his
right.
favourite.
80% of the time, I'll be right, I reckon.
80% of the time?
You'd be right with if you just pick one.
What, and you think like, so wait, can you break down that percentage
sorry,
again?
He's even made spelling gambling. Mate, 80% 100. Of the time, I'm onto a winner.
What is happening?
It's a win-win.
Mate, it's worked out all right.
It's grammatically incorrect all the time.
Righto, you scholars. We've all done the same job. Who cares?
I loved it 2 minutes ago you give me shit about the title of my Melbourne Comedy Festival show, and then you're like, the English language should change.
Yeah.
Should change to help out Fev. This is no good.
No, it should.
You can catch Dave Thornton, Nothing's Unpossible, at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival on March 28th. It's very soon. Get your tickets, comedyfestival.com.au. That's right, isn't it, Dave?
Absolutely.
Melbourne's number one breakfast show. It's the Foxes, Fifi, Fev and Nick. Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick. On the Fox.